live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight for this live Saturday edition, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I want to welcome, by the way, to our family of wonderful radio affiliates tonight. WVBG 1490 in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to all of our Vicksburg listeners joining us for a couple of hours of our Saturday show. And later tonight, we'll have another brand new affiliate to announce. And so thank you to everybody who's on board listening to the program and all of those great program directors out there that have added this show and have essentially taken a leap into the world of the unknown, because Free Talk Live is a show that's not quite like the rest of talk radio. It's a show about your calls, about whatever you want to talk about. So you just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, and we'll talk to you about anything. Now, of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, and inevitably on Memorial Day weekend, you tend to hear kind of the same old standard fare. Thank you for your service. We must remember the those who gave their lives for freedom. Kind of all of the standard pro-military talking points and cliches are trotted out. And I have to say, I'm just not on board with all that.
I'm on board with, I understand the courage that the people displayed in the, fighting of wars in foreign countries, American citizens and that kind of thing. Beyond that, I'm of the opinion that war is a system that they use to expand government control. The Republicans are always talking about they're the party of small government. Well, except when it comes to war.
Yeah.
And war is expensive. War is the Department of Defense, half of the budget. United States government, half of the budget, fully half of it is spent on the Department of Defense. Well, you can't say you're for small government if you're for war. And,
because war is the health of the state. Wasn't that Randolph Bourne that is famous for saying
that's
that?
That's it. War makes big government healthy.
Sure.
And the one that they always fall back on is World War II. That's the war.
The greatest generation.
Yeah, that's the war that you can always go back to as the good one. We fought that good war. We went over there to save the Jews and to push Tojo out of these islands that they were taking over. They were enslaving people. All the bad folks that we fought. And it seems like they gloss over a lot of the stuff that was done in both sides. War is bad stuff. And
absolutely.
The only time a nuclear weapon or atomic weapon has ever been used, it's been used by the United States, and it was used.
It's an embarrassment.
It was used on civilians.
Right.
And I don't find that something that on Memorial Day that I want to, think proudly or fondly of. As far as I'm concerned, the soldier that decided, the airman who decided to fly that thing over there, if he was, a true patriot, he wouldn't have flown it.
Right.
Now, it's difficult for me to get all wrapped up and excited with the band playing when people, are excited about war. I'm excited about America. I'm not excited about war, and I want
to... Well, before we get to what you've got an excerpt from War is a Racket, which is written by... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say that?
Aren't you gonna... pacifist. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, well, we'll tell you who wrote it, but it's very good. Anyway, where I was going was, as far as war is concerned, I appreciate the idea of helping those who are downtrodden. I appreciate the idea of rescuing those who are in need of rescuing. I do. It's just that I don't appreciate forcing people to pay for such things.
And I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to kill people wholesale in order to rescue other folks.
No, and of course, the government is great at killing people. I mean, it's not very good at doing much of anything, but it is fairly good at blowing things up and destroying lives. And that's what war is. It's just destruction. I think that if there are people that are being tortured and harmed around the world, I would say that if you want to support hiring some sort of squad or mercenaries or whatever to go in there and rescue those folks, then that's great. But it's not appropriate to force people to pay for it. And yes, it is forcing people. The government system is a system of coercion. It's a system of a violent monopoly where it doesn't matter what you think about what they're doing with your money. They're going to do it anyway, and they're going to keep taking more and more and more of it. So maybe you agree with one war, but you don't agree with another. Well, you're forced to pay for both of them. Maybe you're like me and you don't agree with any wars. I'm not interested in fighting any wars. I'm interested in maybe self-defense. Like, I can understand defending one's property and one's life and one's loved ones, but
one's country.
Yeah, going on the offense or saying, hey, some people that look like you bombed some of our buildings, so we're going to kill all of the people that look like you. Turn them into glass, as some talk show hosts might suggest. That kind of stuff is really scary to me, really frightening. And then, of course, there's the whole military-industrial complex, the fact that war is just, you know, basically a big welfare program for the military-industrial businesses, and I'm sure that you've got some things to say about that here.
Yeah, this is this was written by, a guy, a pacifist, a non-interventionist, I guess is probably the better term to use, regarding World War II. This was written in 1939. Well, they say if the French and the British don't lick Hitler, now you hear this all the time, if they don't lick Hitler, he'll come over here and he'll jump on our necks. He'll be bombing our women and our children and shelling our cities. Don't let anyone feed you this rot. It doesn't take a military education to figure out.
You don't believe that we'd be speaking German right now?
Right, that's what you always hear. If we didn't do something about Hitler, your name would be Hans, mine would be Franz, and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't take a military education to figure out what I'm going to tell you. It will take not less than 1 million soldiers to invade the United States. I think that that's low, but yeah. let's say
there was a much lower population back then too, right?
I mean, maybe half.
Yeah,
that's 150 million Americans.
Right.
So that's 150 people for every soldier. Hmm. Okay. These seven. To invade the United States and hope with any hope of success, these million men must come all at once, and they must bring not less than 7 tons of baggage per man. 1 million men, 7 million tons of food, ammunition, and whatnot. For instance, one item, they must bring 400,000 vehicles alone, tractors, 50 gallons of gasoline per day, per each vehicle, for 270 days. That's 9 months' supply. There were not enough ships in the whole world, including our own, and we certainly wouldn't lend them ours to carry that kind of expedition. And remember, these ships have to bring with them fuel to get back, and so that they can make other round trips. We certainly aren't going to give them fuel over here when they get home. Any dumb cluck could see that. But here,
well,
there's more.
They could steal the fuel.
Really? Good luck. They've got to have harbors to lie in, docks on which to unload their stores. You know that you can't stop 25 miles out to sea and drop a 50-ton armored tank overboard and tell it to swim ashore and meet you in Broadway. Remember that with all the harbors and docks and ships of England and France at our disposal in the World War I, it took 19 months to get 2 million men to France. Though the expedition was headed for a friendly country, and that all possible help on the other side was ours. It took months of preparation after the United States had actually declared war before it was safe to send troops over. Mm. You know very well that we are not going to open our harbors to them and prepare docks for them to invite them in.
There'd be gunfire. People defending
ridiculous.
Themselves.
Ridiculous. The idea that Hitler would come over here and have done anything in the United States if we hadn't have intervened in World War II.
He didn't even want to mess with Switzerland.
Yep. Now the Pacific theater of World War II, that's a much hairier subject. You get into the area of conspiracy theory. But it is posited, it is said that we broke the Enigma Code and all the other Japanese codes. There were dozens of them that we had broke by the war. So they had Roosevelt had all this information. He knew that the Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked and did nothing. It's said, now this is where it gets really hairy, it's said where that the ships were brought into Pearl Harbor so that he could have a good enough reason to attack because people were against it. Now I'd like to tell you who wrote these words that I was just reading to you.
We'll tell them in a moment here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts today on this Memorial Day weekend about war in general, or whatever is on your mind. Anything goes. Still Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features. They're all free updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification, that you can hide your valuables. It's StashYourSwag.com. It's an ebook, and it's full of pictures and gives you all kinds of detailed instructions. You can get it for under $7 at StashYourSwag, StashYourSwag.com.
Okay, so you started the show out here tonight, Mark, by reading an excerpt from a book written by somebody you described as a pacifist?
Well, a non-interventionist, I think, is probably the better term to use. But, I mean, he may very well have used the term pacifist. He certainly was published in some pacifist documents prior to World War II.
And to just recap, he was basically saying the claim that Hitler would have come over here and invaded the United States is just, I mean, on its face, it's so obviously nonsensical. And he pointed out many of the logistical reasons, the statistical reasons why, as far as how difficult it would be, an near impossible task to actually bring the
military over
men,
here.
A million guys and all the military equipment and gas and everything that you need to do.
We took 2 million over to World War One, and he pointed out how difficult that was, and we had friendly ports to land in. The other thing that this is, the Hitler one is just a great example of, people will often say this is for any war. We're fighting over there, so the war doesn't come over here.
That's what they're saying about the war on so-called war on terror, right?
Yep.
We got to kill them over there so they don't bring it here. So who is this guy, Mark? I mean, I already know. I unfortunately blabbed the name of the book. But.
Well, it's War is a Racket, and I encourage everyone to read it. It's by Brigadier General.
That's pretty high rank.
Yeah, well, it's the first of the generals.
Okay.
And it's mostly an honorary title for Smedley Butler. This is the USMC.
So he's a Marine.
He's a Marine, yep. And he is the most decorated soldier in American history.
Really?
Okay. So now if you think that I'm a bad American because I don't support World War II or whatever, I want you to consider that neither did the most decorated soldier in American history.
With that, we go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Oh, I would add that I believe War is a Racket is available free on the internet. So you can,
yes.
I believe
you can read it for free. You don't have to send your money to those evil pacifists.
All right, so we go to your phone calls. John is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa Bay. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
I agree. War is a racket. My only question is you questioning Colonel Paul Tibbetts flying that B-29 Superfortress over Hiroshima and dropping the first atomic bomb in history. But before I question you on that, I want to tell you that the Japanese didn't have the Enigma code. That was the Germans.
Oh, my mistake.
You might want to get your facts straight before you start running your mouth
on
the radio.
I'm a bad guy. The one thing I've said that's wrong here, I've got everything wrong. Everything I said is drawn into doubt because I said Enigma instead of what's the other one? I can't remember the Japanese one off the top of my head.
Crack the code, though.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah. I read several of them in the Cryptonomicon, though.
Now I'm a right winger. I'm a vet. But
I am too.
I've also changed my views since 1991 when I got out of the Army. I believe that we are in wars now because of our sorry-ass politicians. Okay?
Yep.
We get us into these wars, okay? I honestly don't know with my views that I have now that I would join again. Okay? And my son, who's 12, decides to join. I will give him an honest opinion of what I think. But as far as dropping the atomic bomb, we had already lost hundreds of thousands of troops. There were no more targets in Japan to bomb of military significance.
That's correct.
It is proven that the Japanese, civilian and military, were not going to surrender.
That's not proven. As a matter of fact, you are spreading misinformation there. They had already made overtures to the Russians, and they had who had then made overtures to the United States. Remember, Russia was on our side at that time.
They wanted to keep the emperor.
Right. And then we let them keep the emperor.
They wanted conditions.
The one condition that they wanted, we said no, and then Truman dropped the two bombs on them and then gave them the condition after they surrendered. What kind of sense does that make?
Would you have rather more American soldiers die?
How were American soldiers going to die? Just leave the Japanese alone. They had no military left.
If we invaded Japan.
Why? Why would you have invaded Japan?
To end the war.
But the war was ended. They had no military left.
You don't. See, this is something I think a lot of Americans don't understand. You don't end. You don't end violence by initiating more violence. You don't end war by continuing war. You stop. You go home. You call it a day. You throw in the towel. You cut your losses, and you end the war.
Now, before you go on here, I'd like to bring you back to something you said. In 1991, you joined the military, and
you got out. '91.
Okay, in '91 you got out of the military, and you got to the point that you saw that the wars that we were in here in your current and modern wars, that mostly it is a racket, and it's basically to make politicians and people in the military-industrial complex wealthy. But the fact is, you look back at these older wars in a legendary fashion, and you look at them. But the people who were contemporaries at that time, they were saying the same things about those wars.
If you ever get a chance, watch a DVD series called The World at War. I used to watch it a lot when I was a little kid. After the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt said, "We're on our way." And he was happy about it.
Yes, sure, he was.
He wanted that to happen.
Yeah,
very happy.
You're right. Nothing would have ended. Roosevelt wouldn't be considered one of the greatest presidents in history if it wasn't for the fact that he had himself a nice big old war to fight. He wanted a war.
Hey, we're not that far off, but to call Colonel Paul Tibbetts not a patriot for what he did his job. The man was a patriot, and I respect
If it was my job to come to your house and shoot your kid, would I be a patriot?
Is that what you think American soldiers do, like me?
They shoot people. Yes, they shoot people and break things.
We just walk up to anybody and everybody and just shoot them in the head for the hell of it. We're not being bombed.
Obviously not. But the soldiers on the ground really have nothing to do that you're killing. Have nothing to do with that stuff.
Right. He's not saying that you're a bad guy.
Look, if politicians want to fight wars, politicians should take the Superdome in Louisiana there, and they should decide, get together with knives and fight each other.
I'd love for the politicians to do it. Trust me, I would. I really would. But the American soldier, sailor, airman, and marine is the one that gets crap done. Okay, we're the ones that get sent off to do their bidding.
Always refuse to do it, You could always stand on your constitution that you swore an oath to uphold and defend from enemies foreign and domestic, and you could analyze the orders that you're receiving, and you could say, nope, not constitutional, I'll be staying right here. But most soldiers don't do that because they've been told they need to follow orders, that it's their job to follow orders blindly and without question.
When I was 18 to 21 when I was in, I did what I was told,
The problem comes in.
Young men fight wars, because old men wouldn't do it.
Yep, thank you for the call. Not because they're old, but because they know better, right? Thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on war. Memorial Day weekend, of course, 800-259-9231, or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
There we go. We can make it right, whatever. Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bennerdine is a New England event promoter and organizer. They'd like to poll members of the Free State Project and other FTL listeners. Here's some ideas for event. Which sounds best? Live music in Keene? The other choice, take over a private auto racing track in northern New England. Number three, a house of prostitution via Rhode Island. I guess it's legal there.
It is.
Number four, a rooster pit at the NH State House. Or number five, whichever's cheapest, go to venordene.net. That's VENORDENE.net and place your vote. Venordene.net.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Jim, listening to WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you, I'll forewarn you, I come from a long line of military guys, and my son's in the Army, too.
My grandfathers were both in the military.
Yep, family's all straight military, too.
Yeah, and I lean pretty far right, and we probably don't agree on a lot of things. The Hiroshima and Nagasaki stuff, I don't know. I think it brought the war to a quicker end than it would have otherwise. I know the argument you guys just laid out that I've heard it, and we'll agree to disagree on some of that type of stuff. But I tell you one thing that I don't hear people really talk about, and he touched on it for a moment, and the greatest defense this country has is the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
People can't get to us.
There's that factor, and then there's also the factor that we're free to own guns for the most part, and so that's a big, I think that's a
huge factor too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even forget a small arms war, a foot soldier type war, we're hard to get to.
Yep.
There's plenty of countries out there, if we were next door neighbors to them, trust me, it would be on. They'd be after us with everything they had, and we'd probably be going right at them.
I agree.
One thing no one really brings up much, and this is kind of where I draw the line. I'm kind of an isolationist. I say let the rest of the world fend for themselves in more cases than not. And I don't mean that in a cavalier way. I'm just like, we seem to make more of a mess than where we go.
Well, the
left thinks we screw up every time we get into something. Every time the right bites off something, it's always more than they can chew. And like your last caller said, a lot of times it's the foot soldiers like my son. My dad's retired military.
They soak up the bullets.
You know, all these great uncles in World War II and everything. And, you know, it's the common man winds up paying for it.
It's absolutely true. And that's what war's based on. It's the common guy. He pays for it. He's the one who dies, you know, and he's the one who gets the blame. And that's it, the politicians don't wear the blame. And that's the biggest problem I have with it.
And all the whole while, the common man is told this story about how patriotic they're being and how, great what it is that they're doing is. And it's all just nonsense. It's something to puff them up, essentially, to get them excited about going and killing other living, breathing human beings. And it's sick.
But then we've got to be able to swallow the other pill, which is, okay, we're going to stand back, and what happens in Rwanda happens in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in Somalia happens in Somalia. Stop sending them aid when they have their tidal waves and earthquakes. Leave them to fend for themselves.
I'd like to point out something here that generally I like what it is you're saying as far as from a national policy perspective. But I think that Americans should be free to voluntarily choose to help out whomever they want around the world.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah, right. The Armenian War that I believe happened right after World War II, that was completely funded by private individuals, free people giving money to the Armenian effort over there, and they managed to fight off their invaders, and they've got their own country. The same is true of the Irish Republican Army. Say what you want about them, that they're a terrorist group or whatever, but they were funded almost entirely from Boston, and so it can be done. Wars can be.
I mean, you look back, in the years prior to the Civil War, we were sending private armies into the Caribbean.
Really? I didn't know that. I'll tell you that.
It escapes me right now, but there was actually wealthy American businessmen who were promoting the slave trade that wanted their own islands in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically private colonization. There was attempts at it. And there was actually an act or bill passed in Congress to prevent private citizens from doing that.
Jim, one of the things I think that I think you're off track on, and I generally like what you're saying, but you called yourself an isolationist.
Yeah, the isolationist thing, I wanted to get to that too.
Well, I prefer the term non-interventionist, because the term isolationist suggests not only that you don't want to get involved in other people's conflicts around the world, but also that you don't want to be involved with other people around the world at all, like you want to shut down trade and things like that. And I think that trade is the greatest anti-war mechanism out there. I think that when you're trading, when people in one country are trading with people in another country and there's no militaries crossing any borders, then you've got good relations and nobody wants to kill their best customer. So I think that isolationism is folly, personally. It's non-interventionism, I think, that is the way to go.
That's a good way to put it. I'll tell you right now, a war that we've been fighting in this country for the last probably 30 years and I have a heavy industrial background. We've been at war with China.
With China?
If you look at what's breaking the back of the real common man in factories and the steel mills and the foundries and the...
Well. That's not a war. That's just that's competition that exists because of the U.S. government's politicians creating rules and regulations for U.S. business owners that are driving U.S. business owners out of this country and into other places like China or, you know, Thailand or whatever.
Call it what you will, but for the guy that owns a steel mill or a foundry or an injection molding facility and he's trying to keep his 75 employees working while you know he's making parts for 50 cents that someone else is importing and delivering for 12, trust me, he's at war with the guy in China.
You're using the term war very loosely in a business sense.
No one's killing anyone.
He's at a great disadvantage to an international competitor.
But do you understand that the reason why China is so competitive is because, in one major factor, is because of the U.S. government and its regulations?
Yeah, that, and also it gets back to, you know, where we fought, we played by the rules.
What does that mean, we play by the rules?
We took all the heavy metals out of plastics in the 70s. China hasn't done it yet. That cost us. They can make cheaper raw material than we can.
So when you say they took the heavy metals out of plastics,
we were playing by the rules. EPA said get the lead out of the plastics.
EPA. Okay. So what's the danger in having lead in plastics anyway?
What's that?
What's the danger in having lead in plastics anyway? That some little baby's going to shove it down their throat? Is that the idea?
I guess it's casual contact. I'm just using it as an example. We play by the rules. We took asbestos out of things.
I've got a house that's made out of asbestos, and I'm okay.
Yeah, and the paint's lead.
I know, but you see what I'm saying?
We play by the rules, but it's
rules
because
are arbitrary.
If you didn't play by the rules, the United States government would put United States businesses out of business.
They have to
play by the rules. The United States government making the rules that was the problem in the first place.
It's the state and its rules and regulations that have driven business owners out of this country. I thank you for the call tonight. That's the primary reason. I mean, yes, it might be possible to make things cheaper overseas anyway, but if things were cheaper to make here, they may not have ever left in the first place. And one of the reasons why things are so expensive is not just the rules as far as what you can manufacture and what you can't, but also the rules about, you know, who you can employ and when you can employ them and things like that, getting in between employees and employers, getting in between private agreements and raising costs. And those costs get passed on to consumers.
Hey, guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixus, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixus works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixus, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control, bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about war being a racket or a war in general. It is, of course, Memorial Day weekend. And or anything. This is Free Talk Live, so bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, they probably sell it. You can even buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. Get your shopping done over at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Ron, listening in Traverse City to WJML. John, or Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm very disappointed in your information about World War II, Tibbetts and the Japanese and Hitler. I don't know where you guys have got your information from. I don't know what history books you've read.
Well, you'd have to be
specific. I don't know what World War II veterans you've talked to face-to-face.
I've talked to a couple.
You sure got your information wrong.
Okay, you want to specifically correct any of it?
I guess one is, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor and the war started. You know, you can argue the fact about whether Roosevelt knew it or not, but the bottom line is the sailors, Marines, Air Corps, and Army that were killed.
What were they doing there in the first place?
And the war started.
Wait, hold on. Before we get into that, what were they doing there in the first place, sir? Do you know?
We had ships and the Army and everything else in the Hawaiian Islands.
Why? Why were they there?
How'd they get there? I mean, did they just grow there organically?
No, we were there before 1900.
What was that? I'm sorry, you broke up.
I said they were there before 1900.
You know, the Hawaiian Islands were called the Sandwich Islands, and they were invaded by the British and taken.
Is that where the Earl was from? The Earl of Sandwich?
No, they were named after the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh.
Let me ask you.
And they were taken from the natives. As a matter of fact, hang on a second. The most powerful secessionist movement that's still going on in the United States is in the Hawaiian Islands, because the natives there would really like the white people to get off their island. So really, what you have is an invaded country that got bombed by a country that might have wanted to invade it. I don't know that we necessarily had any real righteousness.
Let me ask you a question.
It wasn't a state.
You've been running your mouth off about rewriting World War II.
Go ahead. We're waiting.
Did the Japanese or the Germans, did they do anything wrong in World War II?
Absolutely. I'm not saying that. Who started what?
Who started it?
What difference does it make who starts it? That's the point that I'm trying to say, is an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Violence begets violence.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you another question. How old are you?
This matters.
I'm older than Jesus Christ was when he died on the cross for your sins, and I'm older than Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Am I old enough for you?
The way you're talking, I'd say you probably went to school in the last 20 years because you haven't learned anything.
Actually, I haven't gone to school in the last 20 years. Not like some kind of secondary school or anything.
Right, Mark. You should be a warmonger. You should be advocating for conflict.
No,
you should be advocating for more war.
I'm not a warmonger.
What are you then?
But I do have respect for people that have fought wars.
I have respect for people that have fought wars, too. And this is where I really have a problem, is I have a difficult time here. I have respect for the soldiers that fought in foreign wars. I do.
I believe that they had courage.
However, I believe they were duped. I believe they were lied to.
I feel sorry for them.
At the same time, could I finish? Like, I want to tell you how I feel here.
I've already heard how you feel.
He
knows all about you, Mark.
Right? He knows all about it. I'm just an idiot. I'm too young.
Right.
I feel like a person can be brave and fooled at the same time.
Sure. There's a fine line between courage and stupidity, I think. Any thoughts, Ron?
I was telling you. Well, why don't you tell me what do you think about what I was saying about how I feel?
Well, everybody's has their opinion.
No, I was asking you a question.
I'm just saying that when you start rewriting history and you start rewriting World War II,
I don't believe I've rewritten anything.
And then you make your opinion about veterans. I'm just a little disappointed.
I asked you a question. Is it possible for me to feel is it possible for someone to be a hero and to be a fool at the same time?
Maybe.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel about veterans. They were duped.
Depends on the circumstances, and I guess it would depend on somebody's principles.
Yeah, nobody
here
is saying...
Have you ever served in the military?
Would that make me a better person?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, have you ever been in the military?
No, I haven't.
Thankfully, no. I've got better things to do with my life.
Why? Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have a direction in my life.
As long as somebody else is fighting the wars for you and dying.
They're not fighting any wars for me, Ron. This is where it all goes
yes,
off.
They
the,
are.
All of it goes off
no,
the track. You
the
can't
past.
Tell me anybody's fighting any war for me.
I didn't ask them to. I don't want
you
them to fight
please,
for me.
If they're fighting it for me, please come home.
You were not born in World War II, were you?
Obviously not.
You didn't serve during Vietnam either, did you?
I was toddling.
You already asked
Vietnam,
if he was
Vietnam.
In the military.
Yeah, I know. I can figure it out because I'll be 62 in a couple months, and all I got to do is listen to somebody that's talking that's in their 30s or 40s, and you can tell exactly where they're coming from, most of them.
Okay.
How many books have you read in the last month about World War II?
About World War II? I guess just one, War is a Racket by Smedley Butler.
Was that about World War II?
Brigadier General?
Can I suggest one for you? I'd like to see you get a little educated.
I'm listening.
Read The Fast Horse by Johnson. I don't know his first name.
We couldn't make that out. You're on a cell phone. Try again.
I said, read Phantom Warrior by Johnson.
You know, there's a lot of books out there that extol the virtues of war, and I just...
No. This is a group that was there that fought the Japanese.
There are a lot of books out there. I read a book on Nuremberg.
These were the guys that were actually there in the trenches doing the job.
Look, the job's done. I worked for a guy who was in World War II, and he told me, you know, he jumped on Nuremberg. I mean, he landed there. I've read all kinds of books about war. I understand how the soldiers feel, and nobody wants peace like a soldier wants peace. This is why I don't understand why you're advocating for it.
For war, I'm not advocating war. I'm saying you're rewriting history on what happened.
How?
And you're
not once did I rewrite history.
Veterans.
You haven't been able to say anything about me rewriting history. Where did I rewrite history?
Yes, you have.
How? When?
You said the Japanese soldiers were going to surrender. They were not. You can talk to anybody and read, I don't know how many books about the Japanese were ready to fight to the last man. They had the civilians. They were training. They was going to use bamboo spears.
I would have used bamboo spears to protect my homeland, too. What I'm saying is there was no reason
to
invade the mainland of Japan. Also, I said the Japanese government was offering to surrender.
No, they weren't.
You read your history, sir. You're wrong.
Oh, no, you are wrong.
I know you won't
All
touch
right.
a book.
Now
you made your recommendation.
Back and forth. Okay, you're wrong. We're wrong. Goodbye.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ron. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's no conversation when it's you're wrong and you're wrong.
Why would the United States government tell its civilians, hey, the Japanese want to surrender, but we don't want to let them. They want to retain their emperor, so we're just going to bomb them with a nuclear weapon, and then we're going to, then we'll let them surrender, then they'll surrender without any conditions, and then we'll let them keep their emperor anyway. It'll be great.
It's crazy.
I mean, who would do that? It's crazy. Of course they didn't tell American civilians that.
And, look, what about the whole fact that, I mean, as we touched on, Hawaii was invaded in the first place by the United States? Does that just not even count in this whole discussion?
It wasn't a state.
Right. And it was taken over by violence. So that was wrong in the first place. That was the first wrong as far as what happened over in the Hawaiian Islands. But nobody ever talks about that. The first wrong always starts with when the Americans' killers were attacked.
We still haven't mentioned that there was a blockade going on by the Americans against
the economic oil blockade.
Yeah, there's an embargo, I guess I should say. There's an embargo going on. So the Japanese were having difficult. I mean, we were making overtures of war at them at that time anyway.
Well, when you say we, you mean the United States government. And so the idea behind that embargo was essentially to gin up their anger and gin up their wanting to,
right.
to strike back.
The average American didn't care anything about Japan until they attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
They needed the politicians in Washington, D.C., who wanted to, whose friends the military-industrial complex. Remember, Eisenhower, World War II general, said, beware the military-industrial complex. And Republican, by the way. They wanted an excuse. They needed an excuse because the average American wouldn't have been on board with World War II if they didn't have an attack.
Same thing with Vietnam.
They ginned up their attack. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't a real attack. It certainly was a real attack.
The one in Vietnam was not.
But you can provoke people.
But the one in the Vietnam War was not a real attack. It was the Gulf of Tonkin, from what I understand, was completely fabricated.
Completely fabricated.
So 1-800-259-9231. So based on a completely fabricated situation, over 50,000 American troops lost their lives.
Great. Yeah, but I'm a fool, and I'm too young.
Yeah, and we're supposed to thank them? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.